latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines, beginning with the news that Ryan Giggs says Wayne Rooney could remain at Manchester United if he is willing to accept he will not play every week. The United captain endured a frustrating 2016-17 campaign at Old Trafford, becoming a regular on the substitutes bench under Jose Mourinho. Rooney admitted at the end of last season that he had more or less decided his future, but would take time to finalise his plans. The 31-year-old is currently away on holiday and yet to confirm whether he intends to stay at United for the forthcoming campaign, leaving Giggs to ponder his former teammate's future. He said Wayne is a proven goal scorer, give him a chance and he will score. It is whether he can put up with not being first choice or whether he can develop his game, which I had to around the same age, not being certain to play every week but playing 25 to 30 games and contributing. If Wayne can do that, then I don't see why he can't still be at the club. Meanwhile, and Raja Nangolan is thinking about what to do. Speculation continues to link him with the likes of Manchester United and Chelsea. The Roma midfielder was heavily linked with a move to Stamford Bridge last summer and has admitted to holding talks regarding a potential switch. A year on, and the rumour mill is still in full swing, with Premier League eyes drifting back towards Serie A. Nangolan has expressed a desire to remain at Roma in the recent past, but has now hinted that a transfer could be in his thoughts whilst enjoying a well-deserved break. Finally today, Tottenham have emphasised that they have no intention of selling Harry Kane this summer. Reports emerged over the weekend suggesting Manchester United were abandoning their interest in Cristiano Ronaldo and instead focusing their efforts on Kane. Spurs chairman Daniel Levy supposedly told Jose Mourinho he will have to pay close to £200 million if he wishes to sign the Premier League's top scorer. And now reports claim that Levy will refuse to answer calls in relation to prospective deals for Kane.